I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is this Wyatt?
This is Wyatt.
Wyatt, you don't know me, but I saw you performing the other night, and I got your number from one of the waitresses.
Performing?
Mm-hmm. Performing karaoke at a bar?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I'm just going to cut to the chase here, okay? I work as a record producer here in L.A., and I happened to be in town and saw you sing.
Come on.
I know it sounds crazy, but I thought you were fantastic. You have got an it factor.
I mean, I guess I appreciate that, but I don't know, man. I don't really believe you.
Okay, well, my name is Scott Brand. I work for Warner Brothers. You feel free to Google me.
Okay.
I discovered Oats.
Like John Oates, Hall & Oates?
Might have heard of them. 5 multi-platinum albums.
Yeah, I've heard of them. But you did not discover Hall?
No, I just discovered Oates. My buddy discovered Hall. We put them together. He and I are the reason that Hall & Oates exist.
I don't know about this, man.
Why would I call you out of the blue, blowing smoke up your ass? That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Not really. I mean, none of this really makes any sense yet.
I'll tell you what, Wyatt. You can choose not to believe me and hang up this phone and miss the biggest opportunity of your life and go back to flipping burgers or whatever it is you do.
I'm a chemical engineer for an energy company.
Oh, an engineer. How boring. Wouldn't you rather be a rock star?
I mean, I guess if given the opportunity.
How'd you like to be the next Oates is what I'm saying.
Can you pick someone a little more contemporary?
Let me just fly you to L.A., come talk to me, and if everything goes well, sky's the limit.
It's just really hard for me to believe that the guy who discovered John Oates would call me and then fly me to L.A. to sign papers for a music contract.
All right. Okay. Hey, that's all I had to hear then. I'll let you go.
No, I mean, keep
What's
talking.
That? So you're skeptical, but you still want me to talk to you about it.
I mean, if it's a real opportunity.
Here's what I need from you. And if you're not interested, I can let you go, and we can be done with this conversation forever. I'll never bother you again. I need you to sing for me right now.
I mean, you heard me on Tuesday.
I did hear you on Tuesday, but I want to hear you again over the phone just to make sure I'm right.
I don't know, man. I'm in the hotel lobby, and there's a lot of people around.
All right, fine. I'll let you go. You just blew your only chance at stardom. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Come on, man. Don't stop. Come on.
You're going to sing for me?
I'll just sing the hook, okay?
Perfect. Give it to me.
Take my hand, make it, I swear, the world, living on a prayer, living on a prayer.
Wow, that was horrible.
What?
That was probably one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
Why would you call me then?
Because I wanted to put you on the radio.
Yeah, that's sort of the idea, right?
Yes, it is sort of the idea, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm Moving 92.5 doing a phone tap on you.
What?
Your buddy Steve set you up. He said you're always telling him how awesome of a karaoke singer you are.
Yeah, I am awesome.
Hey, I thought you were great.
You told me I sounded horrible.
You are correct. Sorry about that.
You're a jerk.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.